AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the FCC is expected to approve a plan that puts the internet in the same class as your telephone, requiring providers act in the public interest when delivering broadband connections. The goal is to prevent providers from blocking or slowing web traffic. Our Shirley Smith is in Washington.
Several providers oppose the move. They're expected to sue the FCC in federal court to block the regulations. And Republicans in Congress say they'll try to pass legislation that would spare the industry from rules they say are unnecessary.
A New Yorker who went online posting comments about shooting President Obama, according to authorities, is under arrest along with two other men in what is alleged to have been a plot to help Islamic State militants overseas. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
Two of the three men accused of plotting to join up with the group that calls itself Islamic State appeared before a judge in Brooklyn. Adam Perlmutter, appointed to represent 19-year-old Akhror Sadakhmatov, says just because the charges are grave doesn't mean they're true.
You know, it's my hope that in America in the 21st century, in 2015, that the presumption of innocence still holds.
The defendants came to police attention when 24-year-old Abdurasul Hasanovich Juraboev posted on an Uzbek language website that promulgates Islamic State ideology. Shoot Obama, then get ourselves shot, he wrote. That will strike fear in the hearts of infidels. They're charged with providing aid to terrorists. Warren Levinson, New York.
Winter just won't quit in some parts of the country. Snow, sleet, freezing rain in parts of the South, the Carolinas, the Washington area, Florida, and Georgia are expecting severe storms. In fact, the forecast prompted Georgia authorities to delay the execution of the only woman on death row there. She had been scheduled to die last night at 7 o'clock for killing her husband, but the execution has been rescheduled for Monday. This is AP Radio News. Authorities say somebody did this intentionally. They cut a cable, scrapping internet and phone service for residents of northern Arizona for hours. Our Sandy Kozel has more on this.
All services have been restored following an act of vandalism that left people across northern Arizona without the use of the internet, cell phones, and landlines for several hours. During Wednesday's outages, businesses couldn't process credit card transactions, ATMs didn't function, law enforcement databases were unavailable, even weather reports were affected in an area stretching from north of Phoenix to Flagstaff, about 100 miles away. Phoenix police said CenturyLink employees found that a fiber optic cable in far north Phoenix had been completely cut through. I'm Sandy Kozel.
An unexploded World War II bomb has been discovered next to a sports stadium in Dortmund, Germany, and authorities have evacuated the area. They say it was a 550-pound bomb. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.